the Rich Peverly situation, which was could have turned out much, much worse. But quick thinking, great trained medical staff of the Dallas Stars acted very fast. They got him off the bench. They got him down the hallway. And right away, we're working on him. Automated external defibrillator can save lives. And to discuss that, Mike Hoffman, who is the manager for the National AED program for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm good, Mike. I'm sure you watched that situation and understand the importance of it. Did something like this actually happen in men's league in Canada last night as well?
Actually, yes. And it wasn't last night. It was actually early this morning, Jason. I was just informed that a 65-year-old gentleman playing in a 55-year-old and over hockey league had collapsed, suffered a cardiac arrest, was defibrillated two times by his teammates, and he was alert and conscious prior to EMS arriving on scene.
Do you know where this happened, Mike?
It was in Ontario, Fort Erie. Fort Erie is where it had occurred in the Niagara region.
Wow. So, and they used one of the AED machines. For people that don't know, it's an automated external defibrillator. And the Alberta government right now is just nearing year one of a three-year program where they're going to put these in every hockey facility in Alberta. Is that correct?
Actually, it's the federal government who has committed $10 million over 3 years to place AEDs in arenas and rec centers over this time period. And the one that was used early this morning was actually one of the first deployed that we had in Ontario.
Okay. When are they coming to Alberta, or do we already have some here?
There are actually some that have been placed in Alberta. Currently, for this fiscal year that we're working with the federal government, we have deployed, by the end of this month, we should have 909 deployed across Canada.
For people out there listening, do coaches, or is there a mandatory program that does every coach now have to take it to ensure that there's somebody on the bench who can understand how to run the AED?
I know with myself, I used to be a safety person with Hockey Alberta. And when I was coaching my son's team for the past 12 years, it wasn't really a requirement. It was a recommendation that those who were safety people had to be trained in first aid CPR. And of course, with Heart and Stroke, we do recommend that people do get trained in these units simply for the fact that they're going to be more comfortable because in a stressful situation. And evidence shows last night with the Peverly incident, these people were prepared. They knew what to do and when to do it.
How easy are these machines to work?
Earlier on, Jason, you and I had talked, and the comment that was raised, it's they're idiot-proof. They are very virtually simple and easy. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Turn the machine on, apply the pads, and when the machine comes on to analyze, you press the shock button.
That simple.
That simple. It couldn't get any easier at all. I know in the past we've had young children who have actually applied the pads, defibrillated a training mannequin, and they've done it in a very quick time.
The concern is, Mike, and I was joking that they're idiot-proof because I was able to use one at a recent CPR course that I took and was able to figure out very easily. But, you know, there are a lot of people concerned, well, geez, how do we know if the person really needs one or not? The machine will not shock the person if they don't actually need it, right? It reads their heart arrhythmia to make sure that they actually need it.
Correct. The machine itself, as I had mentioned too, is that you can hook it up to a person who is conscious. And for all intents and purposes, if you want to try to press that shock button, it will not shock because it recognizes a normal heart rhythm of an individual. A person who is unresponsive, we want people to activate 911, start CPR because they are unresponsive, they're pulseless, breathless, and it's very evident when you see this. And to also activate by getting an AED to that patient or that person as soon as possible, because time is of the essence.
Mike Hoffman joins us. He is the manager of National AED program for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, nearing end of year one of a three-year program to have AEDs in all hockey rinks across Alberta. Some of the questions for parents even, because sometimes, you know, or even, I guess, just average Joe Blow, because of what we heard today by the 65-year-old man who collapsed and his teammate saved his life with an AED. Is there an actual program that, you know, they can take or to learn one of these? Are the instruction manual good enough? If anybody walked up to it first time seeing it, they should be able to figure it out that quickly?
They would be able to, yes. However, again, when it comes to a situation where it could be a loved one, it could be a family member, it could be a teammate, friend, whomever it might be, people will panic. And what we want to do is encourage that they do take some training to understand how it works, what to do in the case it is needed, because it'll give them more of a calming situation. The machine itself will talk to the people, telling them what to do, how to apply the pad, making sure that 911 has been called, because all these steps need to work together in order to have a better chance of survival.
Mike, do hockey associations need to apply for this AED funding?
Not necessarily hockey associations. It's any arena across Canada.
Okay.
We've broken it down into three tiers, and tier one being any hockey arena that does not have an AED. We are committed by the federal government to deploy AEDs to these locations. Then we go into the next couple of tiers, where tier 2A is a replacement of an AED that is 5 years or greater in age, where we will replace it. And 2B is for facilities that have three or more ice arena surfaces within their facility. And then the last tier is going to be for rec centers.
And where can they apply for this?
They can actually go to our website at resuscitation.heartandstroke.ca, download the application, complete it in, and then fax, email, or scan it in to us.
Okay, so it's pretty much that simple. And how long would it take to come and put one in?
Well, our goal is over the 3 years, we want to end up deploying the 2,000 AEDs and having 20,000 people across Canada trained. Once we receive the application, we run it through our database and input the information that is required. We hope to be able to respond back to sites and locations within a week would be ideal. However, right now we have literally been swamped with applications coming in, so we are trying to get to them as soon as possible.
Mike, I really appreciate it. Once again, the website is resuscitation.heartandstroke.ca. Anybody out there who maybe has a family member working a rink, or even if you're just a parent and you know the rink your kid plays at, I guess you can get in touch with them. Just ask them if they've applied for their AED.
Absolutely. We want to see as many of them out there, as common as fire extinguishers, Jason.
Mike, I appreciate it. They definitely saved lives. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.